You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin, but just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna, and I'm back with your weekly update from the national capital. We're in week 5 of the lockdown, so I hope you're all doing well, keeping safe, and ensuring you stay indoors. So, the lockdown has done something that policy efforts could not do. Delhi has been waking up to blue skies. With people staying indoors and movement across the city to a limited, pollution levels have been at their lowest. Since the 25th of March, India has been under a lockdown, much like the rest of the world. This has led to factories, manufacturing units, public and private vehicles not being allowed to open or operate. Pollution has been a problem for North India, with air quality levels crossing unsafe on most days. It is a topic that we have discussed previously in Delhi Decoded as well. You can find that episode on your podcast streaming platform. Vehicular pollution, smoke from crop burning in neighboring states are key contributors for the terrible air quality level in Delhi. Currently, the PM2.5 levels are so low that they fall in satisfactory levels, which is something that Delhi and adjoining areas don't see very often. The US-based National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or more commonly known as NASA, recently said that pollution levels across North India are at a 20-year low. Pawan Gupta, scientist at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center, said that we knew we would see changes in atmospheric composition in many places during the lockdown, but I have never seen aerosol values so low in the Indo-Gangetic Plain at this time of the year. This study by NASA was based on an analysis of the aerosol concentrations in the atmosphere during this time in previous years. Aerosols are tiny, solid and liquid particles suspended in the air that reduce visibility and pose potential damage to human lungs and heart. They have both natural and human-made sources like dust storms, forest fires, burning of fossil fuels, and cropland. According to a story on LiveMint, the government-run System of Air Quality and Weather Forecasting and Research, SAFAR, says that Delhi has seen a 51% reduction in PM2.5 and a 49% reduction in PM10 since the lockdown. It is not just air pollution. The lockdown has led to river quality levels showing improvement, but has also led to migratory birds and other animals come out in larger numbers this year. There is a trend among other major cities when it comes to air pollution as well. Similar trends were also seen in countries like China and South Korea, which also imposed very stringent lockdowns. It is definitely a nice way to celebrate Earth Day, which happened to be this week, don't you think? I know they're not sustainable in the long run. Now, the lockdown, which was imposed to reduce the spread of COVID-19, is only applicable till May 3rd for now in India. This lockdown has also had a very negative impact on the economy and people's livelihoods. Lockdown is definitely not a permanent solution to tackle air pollution, but definitely gives experts more data to come up with a more permanent solution for air pollution. That's all from me this week.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.